Today, we will read Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 53. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that today, as we read your word, that you would speak to us. Bring it to life. Help us to understand it. Help us to see things that we can use in our own lives today. Teach us and guide us, Lord. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 53. While they were still talking about this, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." They were startled and frightened, thinking they saw a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts rise in your minds? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and feet. And while they still did not believe it because of joy and amazement, he asked them, "Do you have anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate it in their presence. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, "This is what is written. The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised. But stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high." When he had led them out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continually at the temple, praising God. All right. In today's reading, we finish the book of Luke, and we see Jesus appearing to his disciples. They had been afraid. They had been gathered together, fearful, wondering what was going to happen. And he finally appears to them. And at first, many of them don't know what to think. They don't know whether they're imagining it, or whether he is a ghost, a spirit. They don't know whether it's real or not. And so he does a couple things to prove to them that it's real. First, he shows them his hands and his feet that had been nailed to the cross. And they see those wounds. He tells them to touch him, because they wouldn't be able to touch a spirit. He eats in front of them. All of these things he did specifically to prove to them that he truly was alive again, that he did come back to life. Now again, in the Bible, we have accounts of Jesus appearing to many different people. In fact, the Bible records that he appeared to over 500 followers after he came back to life. And he did this both those that are recorded here as well as, I believe, in separate times. Now, why is this significant and important? Because I think it helps me have faith. that this was documented, it was recorded and witnessed by many people. It wasn't just one person who was having a dream saying, "Oh, I saw Jesus coming back to life." No, it was 500 different people seeing the same thing, giving the same story. If this were a law or a court of law where 500 people witnessed something and went into a court to testify, everyone would believe it was true because the 500 people gave the same story. So it helps me know and believe that this is true. And these people went on to be completely changed. For example, Peter. Before, when Jesus was arrested, right before he died, Peter denied again and again that he even knew Jesus because he was afraid. But then, later, after Jesus goes back to heaven, we read in the book of Acts that Peter becomes one of the great leaders of the church. That he went and preached and taught again and again. And that many times Peter was arrested. He was put in jail and beaten and told, "If you will deny Jesus, if you will stop speaking about him, we will let you go." But he said, "No, I can't do that." Why? Because he had seen Jesus come back to life. He knew that this was true. And because he knew it was true, he could not stop talking about it. It changed his life so much that he gave himself completely to Jesus. Now, there are a few other things that I find very interesting in today's reading. In verses 44 and 45, Jesus talks to them and says, "Everything has happened just like I told you. Everything must be fulfilled that was written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. First, we see that Jesus was foretold. People before Jesus told that he was going to come, that he was going to do these things. And all the way back to Moses in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, those are the first five books of the Bible that were written by Moses. All the way back there, even there, they told that Jesus was going to come. And it's hidden. It's not always exactly clear. But it talks about Jesus. It paints a picture of Jesus and who he will be and what he will do. And so even there, Jesus is there. And so it's important to understand the Old Testament, to understand how Jesus is pictured throughout the Bible. But here, I find 45 also interesting. "Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures." I think that's interesting. That's why I pray every day before we begin that God would open our minds. Because we need God to help us understand. I believe that the Bible is the Word of God, that God is speaking to us, helping us to understand, teaching us. And sometimes, though, our minds are closed. Sometimes our minds are confused, and we need the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, to open our minds, to open our hearts, to help us to understand what we read. And that's why I pray at the beginning of every time we talk, I pray that God would help us understand. If you are confused, if you don't understand, if there are things that you think are confusing, pray about it. God wants us to understand. When we seek Him, when we search for Him, He can and will help us to understand. And so pray. When you come to something in the Bible that you don't understand, ask God to help you. Ask God to teach you and to show you what that means. Now, next I see in Luke that at the end he talks about in verse 48 or 47, he says, "Repentance for the forgiveness of sins shall be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are my witnesses of these things." I believe that like the disciples, we are called to take the Word of God to the nations. We are called to take the Word of God to those who have never heard. And that is what I pray we can do, that we can take God's Word to all people. As we learn, we should be sharing it with others in our city, in our region, in our country, and then others outside of our country. For me, as I live here in America, I see people from all over the world right here in my own city. And so I try to even go to them and share the love of Jesus with them so that they can hear and know who Jesus is. Are you sharing Jesus with anyone? We should be. As followers of Jesus, we have been given a special gift of understanding and knowing the truth about who Jesus is and what He has done in our lives. We should share that with other people and let them know more about Jesus. At the end of today's reading, Jesus goes to heaven, and the disciples are left. Now, in Acts, we find that they gather together and they pray. And about, I believe it was about 40 days later, the Holy Spirit comes down and fills them and completely changes everything the church has started. And they are filled with power. Right now, the Bible teaches that Jesus is in heaven, that He is preparing a place for His followers, that once we die, we will go to live with Him in heaven. But He is also at the right hand of the Father. He is working for us, interceding for us. Interceding, that's a big word. It means to be a go-between, a mediator. He is the one in the middle that hears our problems and takes them and tries to help us. We go through Him to God. And so, because He is in heaven, we have access through Jesus to the very throne of God. That's incredible. And I'm very thankful for that. So I pray that today you would ask God to help you understand the Bible, help you understand the things that you don't understand. I pray also that you would share Jesus, share the gospel with those who are around you, your family, your friends, people at school or at work. Share the love of Jesus with them. Let's pray. Lord, help us to understand and help us to share the truth of who you are with those around us. Help us to believe and then to go and share your love with everyone, that all the world might hear. Lord, we pray all of this in your name. Amen.